This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station right here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people working out there in the coronavirus COVID-19 fight, helping to keep America free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working on the oil rigs all across the country and around the world, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, and jump in the chat room. And on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, Friday morning, is Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get moving. Are you ready?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to read something first before we get to our first story here. 79 years ago, a man said this amidst a global crisis called World War II. Never give in, never give in, never, 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 never. Now, for those people that studied history, know that those words were uttered by Winston Churchill. He captured the true nature of Western spirit. And this was called unyielding toughness. But what about when our trials threaten to overwhelm us, when a pandemic attacks the globe and panic seizes as many people out there? I've been getting calls, you've been getting them too, probably, Kyle, and text messages and all that sort of stuff about people that are concerned. What are we going to do? Well, here's what we need to do. We need to have hope. We need to understand that regardless of how bad we think we've got it or you think you've got it, there are other people in the world that have got it a whole heck of a lot worse. But where's the hope? Well, when the headlines constantly shift and the nation's rage and we feel the tremendous instability, we have hope in something beyond us. We're not sufficient for these things. And being as how it's Easter season, which is where we find a tremendous surging hope, a man fell by death to atone for our sins who was resurrected to life, and this is Good Friday. And death seems triumphant today, but death didn't have the last word. Let's remember this Easter season. Tough-minded hope. Resurrection hope. This coronavirus doesn't have the final word, folks. We do. We're going to win it. We're going to beat it. We're already doing it right now. The numbers are there. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Okay, Kyle, now we'll get going. You ready?
Absolutely.
Now, how many doctors do you think hydroxychloroquine are saying is effective against the coronavirus here?
Well, I think we're seeing a pretty good percentage. Some 67%, Captain, would mm-hmm. say they would take the drug themselves. 65% would prescribe the drugs to their family if they had the Wuhan coronavirus. So very, very high numbers of doctors seem to, really appreciate the efficacy of this drug.
And there's one doctor that's treated 1,000 patients. 1,000 patients in France. And he's saying that this drug has resulted in the patients either getting completely better or turning them around, one or the other. Take your pick.
This is huge. This is so big that, compared to what we're seeing with the coronavirus, I mean, this is equally big news that we can come against the coronavirus. You know, Captain, there's a doctor in the Los Angeles area here, and he's starting to make the rounds on some of these different news reports and so forth. He's treating people with hydroxychloroquine along with zinc. He says his results are also incredibly good and that they seem to track with what the French have also been finding out. So this is a big deal. Talk about a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
This is it.
And why do you suppose anybody would not want this to be done? Why do you suppose the mayor or the governor of Detroit, or governor of Detroit, governor of Michigan, governor of Nevada, came off right away and said, oh, we can't do this. It's not tested. It hasn't been decided yet. And then all of a sudden they changed their tune. Why do you suppose that was?
Well, I think that early on, because President Trump touted this, I mean, he's sitting around all the live long day, Captain, talking to experts and doctors and scientists and just experts in this whole field, and they're talking about this drug, so President Trump mentions it, but then suddenly, if you're the governor of Nevada, or as you mentioned, I think the governor of Michigan at that point, they come out and say, well, this can't be right. And then you even have reporters trying to figure out where's the money trail going for hydroxychloroquine. You know, I would say this. First of all, who would care? By the way, Donald Trump, he doesn't have any investments in hydroxychloroquine. But who would care if people were, their lives were being saved and they were getting better? Why wouldn't the reporters say, this is amazing, hallelujah?
And the first people that you look for when you talk about money and drugs happens to be the doctors and the researchers out there. They're the ones with the money because that's what they invest in because that's what they work on.
Well, sure, exactly. But it's unfortunate because this is the political aspect of this that is so intertwined, and there are a lot of people out there, Captain, who do not want those people pushing their politics into this.
You bet. Hold that thought. Folks, Kyle Warren will be right back. We're going to talk about the economy and where when it may get opened up. Steve Mnuchin yesterday, Larry Kudlow, and others, including Attorney General Barr, had some things to say.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy, and we'll be right back with him in just a second. But I will tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, yesterday, I had an occasion. Somebody walked up to me and asked me about Relief Factor and how good was it, and they were having some pains. And I said, well, what kind of pain? They said, well, you know, we had some trouble with their back in the past, and it comes and it goes and it comes and it goes. And they said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you about 3-4 packets to take and see what happens and get back to me. So I'll hear from him, my neighbor, probably on the weekend about that. And again, this is what happens, okay, when people hear about this product. And I'm telling you, I've been on it for 4 years. 4 years, folks. I've got arthritis, but I've also had a broken back. Not once, but twice. I've also had problems where I've had other broken bones, all in the line of duty. It was never me just doing something stupid. It was all in the line of duty. And, of course, my ankle replacement, because I almost lost my foot at the ankle at the World Trade Center. But whether you got arthritis or back pain or neck pain or shoulder pain or foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, muscle aches, and just general pain altogether, this stuff works. And by the way, I gave some to my cleaning lady 2 weeks ago. She was having trouble. The lady comes in here and cleans the radio station at night, and she was having some trouble. I gave it to her. She came back the very next time, 2 days later, and says, Captain, It worked. I'm ordering this stuff. How soon will I get it? I said, well, when did you order it? She says, I ordered it this morning. I said, you should have it by the next time you see me. 2 days later, she had it. Happy as a lark. Got rid of her pain. So there you go. Relief Factor is what it is. Try the 3-week quick start. The 3-week quick start. Okay, it's $19.95. Go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 1995 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Steve Mnuchin came out yesterday and just laid it right out there, and he said the economy could reopen in May if the medical issues permitted it. But earlier in the day, Larry Kudlow came out there and said that any time in the next 4 to 8 weeks, the economy would be open and we'd be open for business again in the United States. And then Attorney General Bill Barr came out and said he was hoping things would go back to normal in May. So there's three people that at least got 1 month in agreement, right? May.
Just about, yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting, and Larry Kudlow, of course, was talking about the idea that this would be data-driven, of course, the president has to consult with the health officials and so forth, such that they can have a high confidence. But what I think that we will see, Captain, because more than one person, of course, has told me, as they've told you, they can't keep going down this road any longer. I mean, we are getting to the end where people are literally going to be so affected. But I think what we might see is somewhat of a staggered opening, similar to what we're seeing happening or going to be happening in Austria, for example. So we're going to have to take, you know, a look and see exactly what might work, what might not work. But I think it will come on in stages.
Well, the Small Business Administration and the loans they've been putting out there, it's been very slow. It's been backlogged. The computer system went down, and then it was back up, and then they had to change some of the rules, loosen the rules up there, so banks like Wells Fargo could lend the money that is available to them from the federal government, because it was a little bit difficult in terms of all the different documentation that these businesses had to have, because some of the small businesses, they really don't have 10 copies of the different items they're supposed to have. I mean, small business is small business for a reason, all right? And the fact of the matter is, they weren't able to at least the first time around, even get the application going. Now, some of them have gone back and with the right information, and they're getting the information there and doing what they need to be doing. But I will say that the checks, some of them have already gone to these people, but for the most part, the small business people have not gotten a dime, and they just can't sit there and continue to wait. And by the way, one of the stipulations is you continue to pay your people.
Right, and right now they can't even really do that. And unfortunately, some businesses have had to make some pretty hard decisions. They've already furloughed their workers. Their workers might have already begun applying for unemployment, of course. So will that muddy the waters when they finally do get their applications processed and so forth, so that these things finally do convert into grants? Well, we'll see. I have a feeling that the president will want to make sure that all these things go smoothly. But this is a Herculean undertaking such as we have never seen, and it was literally something that had to get up and running within a matter of days. It wasn't something that was proposed and thought about and then finally, you know, sort of refined. We're still making this up as we go along.
Yeah, and of course, Steve Mnuchin said that we're doing everything necessary, that's the government, so that American companies and American workers can be open for business and that they have the liquidity they need to operate their businesses in the interim. $2.1 trillion is what they're looking at that they've got, and they want more money. They want another $29 billion to help out the airline industries, which that sounds a little bit low to me, because, again, it's kind of ominous to be sitting right here at an international airport and you don't hear a single plane after 9 o'clock at night.
Exactly right. Well, one of the other things that helped the stock market yesterday, Captain, was the Fed putting in the $2.3 trillion in loans and so forth. That's designed to help business, and so there was a little bit of hope on the horizon for that. But I will say this. I know that, for example, there's a gentleman out there by the name of Ezekiel Emanuel.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, and he was trying to make everybody feel like, well, this is going to go on for 12 to 18 months.
I heard him say it.
Yeah, and that, you know, just to get used to it, people, kind of a thing. I'm just paraphrasing here. But that is simply not, that's a no-go for the American
people. Now, I know why that is, and we've talked about this a little bit, but I guess I'll open the floodgate up now.
Mm-hmm.
Rush Limbaugh finally came out and said what we've all been talking about a little bit on and off over the past couple of months. He suggested that Dr. Anthony Fauci and other medical experts in the White House Coronavirus Task Force are Hillary Clinton sympathizers, and there's some proof to that, with a vendetta against President Donald Trump. Now, Limbaugh made the comments this week on his radio show. He claimed that Fauci had made a thumbs-up gesture at a coronavirus briefing towards ABC reporter Jonathan Carl, who happens to be the president of the White House Correspondents Association. Limbaugh also said that Fauci's gesture was an approval of Carl, allowing a China-sympathetic reporter into the briefing. Now, do you remember the little China girl sitting back there? And the president said to her, what paper do you represent? She goes, the Hong Kong News, I think she said, or something like that. Remember that?
Yeah, she was there from a different news source, exactly.
And then he asked her a couple of more questions and said, oh, that's owned by China, isn't it? And she went, no, Hong Kong News or something like that. And then he said it again. He said, oh, well, aren't you owned by China? And she goes, Hong Kong, China, you know, like that. But we later found out, because somebody went in there and dwelled on it, you know, to get the information, the Chinese government owns that newspaper.
Well, you know, Captain, I think a lot of people want answers, and I think that from even an incident like that, but also, of course, with what's been going on even with the World Health Organization, in many ways sort of parroting back the Chinese line on this, and being, as President Trump called them, China-centric, basically. But there has been a very concerted effort by China, from what we've seen, to try to change the narrative on this whole thing. So I think a lot of people want to know, you know, exactly what's going on and how that's going to affect them at their home right now. I mean, I think there's a very direct line of connection to that kind of stuff.
Well, China is directly involved either intentionally or unintentionally with causing this whole thing, number one. Number two, they've had some of their pals involved in this. Some of them have been not only Americans, but also people in other countries. We talked about all the different Chinese workers, the technicians that were traveling back and forth, which is how come Iran had the problem they had. They were traveling freely between China and Iran, some 30,000 technicians going back and forth. Same thing for Europe. In some cases, there were more numbers than that. But it was all being done freely at a time when the virus was starting to spread, and nobody said a word. Nobody said a word. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And oh, by the way, Amazon is beginning to make virus testing for their workforce. They've set up a lab to do the virus testing for their workforce to make sure everybody's okay. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And hopefully we're going to be opening up. We can call it opening very, very Very, very soon, I hope.
President Trump talking about the U.S. economy during the daily White House coronavirus briefing.
Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling. It's a strong feeling. I've had good, proper feelings about a lot of things over the years, and I think we're going to do well.
And President Trump updating us on the health of the British Prime Minister.
Americans are also encouraged to learn that Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. And we continue to pray for him and his fast recovery. That's a very, very positive development.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow gaining 285 points, the NASDAQ up 62, the S&P 500 gaining 39. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, that's my buddy right around the corner from me, Mike Gallagher, and he's right here broadcast out of the same station that I do, different studio right around the corner. Well, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Their website is geico.com. Now, as part of Geico's ongoing efforts to assist customers during this unprecedented time, they announced yesterday, and I announced it here in the show, the Geico Give Back, which provides a 15% credit to all automobile and motorcycle customers as policies come up for renewal, starting with April the 8th through October the 7th, 2020. Now, this credit will also apply to any new policies purchased during this period as part of the commitment to protecting the well-being of the GEICO customers. Now, here's what current customers and new customers can expect to see. Credits will average $150 below whatever the normal car policy rate is right now that you're paying, and $30 below the motorcycle policy rate that you're paying. With roughly 18 million auto policies and 1 million motorcycle policies in force, GEICO proudly announced that $2.5 billion is being given back to their customers. That is a phenomenal thing. I challenge you to see if your insurance company is doing something like that. All right, and speaking of which, Kyle Warren, are you getting money back from your car insurance?
I have not seen any of that yet.
I've never heard of that being done, but there was.
How about that?
That is really cool in Geico's part. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I want to mention that President Trump is working very hard around the clock. We know that. Vice President Pence, too, to combat the global coronavirus pandemic, which artificially interrupted the greatest economy in our lifetimes. He also provided support for workers and families by launching the successful Paycheck Protection Program for small business owners so that employees don't miss a paycheck. And the president, as I mentioned earlier, is now seeking more funding from Congress. Yet the Democrats are still playing despicable politics by delaying a new round of support for workers. This is Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi leading the charge there. And there's further proof that Democrats care more about scoring points than they do about helping the Americans in need that need the help. And folks, Joe Biden, who's teamed up with Nancy Pelosi in Washington, D.C., is not your friend when it comes to him wanting to tack on, again, the Green New Deal, new taxes, wants to bring back NAFTA and TPP instead of what we've currently got with the USMCA, and wants to resume normal relations with China. Uh-uh. Wrong answer. Because President Trump and his leadership brought us to the economy that we had, and we're going to have it again soon. What do you think?
I think you're right, Captain. I think there's so many people out there who are just absolutely fed up with the idea that you have the Democrat elite, you know, the Democrat leadership, wanting to try to essentially get whatever they want out of this because they believe they have the American people over a barrel in order to get this stuff passed. This is stuff that they couldn't get passed on their own. They know it doesn't sell itself, and they're using this emergency in order to get things that have nothing to do with this emergency. And I think the American people will remember that in November. And it really is terrible because the politics of this is, you know, if we're talking about people that are losing their lives, because people are losing their lives, people are shut down from their businesses, they're very uncertain about the future. And here you have this emergency, and I would say that given any other emergency, the same Democrat leadership will try exactly the same thing against the American people, and I think it is terrible.
Yeah, and I'm talking to Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. By the way, I saw a line yesterday in California. They weren't practicing social distancing because the line was jammed together in front of the unemployment office, and people were all the way down the street, down a city block and around the corner of that city block waiting to get in to fill out their unemployment benefit sheet in person because the computer system crashed. A lot of these computer systems are not made for this modern blitz they've been getting. 16.8 million people in the last 3 weeks have filed for unemployment.
It is literally just unprecedented what we're seeing. I mean, I know the comparisons.
Think about those numbers. I've never seen numbers like that.
Well, exactly. And the effect that it's having on people, on their families, certainly the psychological impact is just enormous. And you're right, yeah, the lines of people, but they're not social distancing, and I don't see too many authorities running up and telling them to all get 6 feet apart, as they might do in other cases, for example, but this is not what America is all about. I mean, the resourcefulness and the ingenuity and the we're going to get through this attitude, that is what America is all about, but simply throwing people out of work, this is something that we just can't stomach right now.
Yeah, and for the people that aren't able to get on the computer to do this, you have to go. You actually physically have to go to the unemployment office and fill out an application. I mean, there is no other way around this, and that's what I was just driving at that point.
Well, exactly, and this is coming at a time when we're being told, don't go to the grocery store.
I know, yeah. I know, and then yeah. People are lining up and they're jammed in there because to maintain the 6 foot spacing once you get close to the building, which they were doing, it takes these lines and stretches them way down the block and you know, to infinity.
But Precisely. This is so overwhelming. And this is one of the reasons, Captain, why President Trump has been talking about, a week and a half ago or so, talking about wanting to reopen the economy. And, of course, he's vilified. You're not listening to the scientists. And on and on it goes. But as we get more down the road here, people are going to say, now, wait a minute, who's been trying to reopen the economy this entire time and do it safely and do it to make sure everybody's okay? But they're going to look back and they're going to find out that was Donald Trump who wanted.
And they talk about, well, they're going to get a $1,200 check. Yeah, they're going to get a $1,200 check starting next week. But those checks don't just go out to everybody automatically. The first people that are going to get the checks, folks, are the people that are already in the system. Number one, the priority goes to the people that have already filled out a tax return for 2019. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, the priority goes out to the ones that filled out 2018 returns. And then number three, anybody who is in the system that receives government assistance, including Social Security, and they've got your information, and you get direct deposit, you're going to get it. If you get a paper check in the mail, different story. You will have to wait. And that's why if anybody's doing that anymore, getting a check in the mail, wrong thing to do.
Right, and that $1,200 check will, let's face it, will only go so far. It is a good thing.
It's already spent. Most people have already spent it.
Exactly right. Yeah. And so if there's nothing else on the horizon and no job, imagine what we're looking at 30 days from now.
Now, we talked about ABC's Jonathan Carl that let the Chinese reporter into the press briefing this week from China, the Hong Kong News. But he also gave an interview yesterday to Newsmax TV, and he said, and I quote, "The media is behaving like the resistance."
Isn't that something? I mean, that's really, and John Carl, you know, he's been in the biz for a long, long time. You know, I think that his saying that is very powerful. I think that we might even be looking at a very different condition right now throughout the United States had the media and the general sense of the anti-Trump, never-Trump media, if they had not gone down the road they went, I think people would be trusting the news more. I think that they would be a feeling of much more unity in our nation. But they've gone after Trump, and not just they haven't just reported on him. They seem to have an agenda, and this is what I think Carl is pointing out.
Now, OPEC yesterday had a meeting, and they agreed with their members to an historic output cut to try to raise the prices of oil because they need to get. And what price do they need oil at, Kyle? What price do they need oil at?
Well, I know that, for example, in our nation, if we want to, it needs to be around $40, I believe.
Well, we need $40 a barrel unless they turn around and refinance what they got at $30 for the shale oil for the fracking operation for them to be able to be profitable. That's what they're looking for. And, of course, oil, I'm looking at my numbers here, went down again yesterday 10%. West Texas crude to $22.76 a barrel. 4% drop in Brent crude oil to $31.48 a barrel, and the gasoline price is still the same at 68 cents.
That's right, but this is going to be a reduction of about 10 million barrels per day, and it's going to be staggered. And I think about 6 months from now it'll change, it'll be a little bit less.
Oh.
And then it'll stagger again in another year or so, from what I understand.
Yeah, can you stick around again?
Of course, absolutely.
All right, well, you stick around. And by the way, Kyle, yesterday gasoline prices in California dropped to $2.98 a gallon somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
All right, hold the fort. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And we got a lot of weather to talk about tonight. There's a lot of bad weather out there again. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, Born on a Bayou. And I'll tell you what, that goes out to the gang that's listening at the Country Store in Luckenbach, Texas, because I got a little message from them today, and I appreciated that. Now, the other thing is, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop on by and find out how good life can be on the road. And Kyle, looking at the weather out by you, you got rain out there, and I see flash flood watches again. Are you in the midst of all that?
Well, we have had consistent rain. We haven't had very heavy rain, but it's just been literally raining all day since the early morning, and even right now it's raining outside. We expect it to continue in Southern California, at least for the next 24 hours or so, hopefully clearing out by the weekend. But yes, we still have some flash flood warnings in effect, through Friday afternoon. That's right.
And it still shows that they're getting snow at the higher elevations there in the mountain peaks out by you. As well as it looks like this could be Tehachapi this time where I see snow.
Yep, exactly, yeah.
All righty, now that's California. Let's move on. Let's stay in the south, and then we'll take a look at I-10, I-8, I-20, I-30, I-40. Nothing until you get across into Georgia. Now, I will say that yesterday we had a lot of bad weather in Texas from down around Laredo all the way up through there into Oklahoma and Arkansas, and they had severe thunderstorms bouncing around. They had a few tornadoes bouncing around too, right?
That's right, yeah, and severe downpours too.
Yeah. Now, I am looking at Georgia and just about the whole state of Georgia from Vidalia, anyway, north of Valdosta, up to the Tennessee line is under a red flag warning tonight, which is an increased risk of fire danger. You don't see that much there, but it's there. And I'm going to read the statement here. We'll go by the statement, and then we'll go from there. Heavy, wet snow and dangerous travel conditions will persist across much of northern New England into Friday. Yep, we can see that. The combination of strong winds and wet snow may lead to downed trees and power outages. Further south across the Middle Atlantic region, strong winds gusting up to 50 miles per hour will continue into Friday evening, especially from Washington, D.C. to New Jersey. Now, I can see the winds, and I can see the cold weather. Again, going back to Missouri and coming across I-70 in a straight line all the way over to Ohio and into West Virginia and the mountains of Maryland, we've got freezing, a big freeze warning in there. We've also got frost warnings in parts of Ohio and Kentucky. But most of the state of Missouri tonight's under a hard freeze warning, as well as Kansas.
That's right. And one of the things we're seeing with this particular thing happening, especially as we're in the Northeast, the wind is going to be very strong. And, of course, that can affect some of those mobile hospitals that they've erected.
Yeah, because they're blown up by air artificially.
Exactly. But typically, storms, if the winds do what they call a line, that means that you're going to have a lot more gusty conditions, dangerous conditions. And sometimes storms, the winds are blowing in different capacities in different parts of the atmosphere, as I understand it. But this one seems to be aligned, and they say that the winds will be aligned across much of the region as we go through the rest of this week.
Well, New England, the whole state of Maine is under a winter storm warning right now, as well as the northern part of New Hampshire, Vermont. You got snow coming in there. The lake effect snow machine has kicked in Oswego County on up to Watertown through the Adirondacks all the way over to the Vermont border. So that'll be interesting there. And right on the New York State Line, I-90, Ripley, New York, and this time it's going from west to east. You've got the winter storm, lake effect kicked up in that area, about 25, 30 miles of snow, it looks like. Now, going up into the northern part of Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, we've got really cold temperatures up there, as well as some scattered showers, it looks like, over into North Dakota. Along the Red River, we've got some scattered showers there tonight. Got a little bit of snow around Rapid City, South Dakota. And in Montana, ladies and gentlemen, in Montana, I can tell you right now, if you're going over the 4th of July pass, you'll have to throw chains on because there is a winter storm warning for 1 to 2 feet of snow in that area, as well as in the area by the way station there where the Indian Reservation is, where 90 and 94 come together. There's a winter storm warning all through there in that higher elevation. Other than that, most of Montana tonight is getting snow, and there's a winter storm watch in the other areas of Montana.
Exactly right, and I know there's a lot of folks in Montana who are ready for spring and ready for summer at some point here.
Well, that's why the general, my general Paul Vallely, is still in the bunker up there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, he's deer hunting from the bunker. But anyway, that's the way the weather looks tonight, folks, and that's the Truckers and Highway and Byway Report. It's always brought to you by our friends at your Pilot Travel Center and or Flying J Truck Stop. And again, if you haven't been in a Pilot Travel Center or a Flying J Truck Stop, those are America's largest truck stop chain. You need to get in there and you need to find out what they're all about. And I'll tell you why. McDonald's, you find one in a Pilot. Arby's, again, in a Pilot. The Dairy Queen Full Service Menu, in the Pilot. How about a Wendy's in a Pilot? Might also find a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Chester's Chicken, or even a Dunkin' Donuts, full-service Dunkin' Donuts. And, of course, the Flying J's, they've always got the Denny's or the Huddle House or the Moe's Southwest Grill there. And, of course, not being able to serve meals in the restaurant kind of sucks. So you got to order what you want and then go out. And you can sit outside. Everybody's putting additional seats outside for the drivers to be able to sit there, unless they want to just sit in their truck and eat their lunch that way. But showers are still available. Laundry service is still available. Permits and all that are still available. They've got the television room, but you can't spend any lengthy time in there, and you can't go elbow to elbow like some of that was with the couches they had in there and all that stuff. So a little different story. But then again, we understand why. And Kyle, maybe, just maybe, come May, we'll hear something here in a couple of weeks or so, the country will open up, or certain parts of it will.
Well, exactly right. And I think a lot of that is going to be based on a couple of different things. Number one, of course, we're going to see a lot of these hospital admissions drop more, I believe, as we get on the other side of this. But at some point, they're going to have, I think, in widespread use, the antibody test. And I think people who will be able to show that they have antibodies or will be tested and find that they have the antibodies, they may be able to go back to work sooner and this kind of thing. So I think that's going to be a big part of it. And again, I think we'll see a staggered reintroduction, which will include basic services and then begin to open up other things like salons and nail salons and other places where people would go.
Barbershops.
And barbershops, exactly, where people are going to be a little bit mm-hmm. closer together. And there probably, there could be things where people are going to wear a mask in those situations.
Yeah.
But we have to find something, otherwise people are going to be out of a job for a while.
Yeah, and even the military barbers aren't working right now because of the restrictions.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back after the top of our news with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, war bonds, are we going to see them? They had them in World War II. They had them in Korea. They had them in Vietnam. Savings bonds, U.S. savings bonds. But how about war bonds? You're going to see that come back like World War II? We might. And then the president has quietly shut down asylum seekers at our borders, southern and northern. How about that? Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.